This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and as we've heard recently, rentals in the regions are a little bit hard to come by nowadays, and a lot of people are opting to buy a house. But if you want to buy a house, you need to have enough for a deposit, and it's, may as well look at what we can do to make sure that we do have that deposit, and it's good enough. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So I guess just for a starter, what's a good house deposit?
Well, a good house deposit is between 10 and 20% of the price of the home.
And I guess what can we do to make sure that we are getting that? Because, of course, depending on the house you want, that can be quite a large sum of money.
It can be a large sum of money. I think the best way is, well, if there's two of you, try and live on one income, put away as much as you can. There's been talk, obviously, because people were able to access their super, that maybe, the amount that we have in super should be used for first home buyers. It's a difficult question. There is a scheme, actually, where you can make super contributions before tax of up to $15,000 a year to a maximum of $30,000 a year if it's your first home, but it's a difficult one because if you have a bad year in your super and your money has gone down when you want to withdraw, it might not be as beneficial as if you had your money somewhere else. So there's a lot to weigh up in getting the deposit together, but it's really just a matter of saving as hard as possible.
And I guess when it comes to buying a house, with house prices on the rise, that means deposit prices will also go up, won't they?
Yeah, that's correct, unfortunately. But, you hope that income also goes up, which it doesn't always. But, where possible, expenses can go down. And that's why it's a matter of checking everything that you're spending money on a regular basis, your utilities, your gas bill, your electricity bill, your phone. All of those sorts of things really need to be checked so that you're not wasting any money and everything that you have is something that you need.
And I guess when we are going to buy a house, what are some other tricks we can do to, I guess, convince a bank to get us to that point to actually, have a payment down?
I guess it's the saving, the regular savings that you have to put together to convince the bank. But you also want to convince yourself that you can actually make the repayments because that's what you're signing up to and you don't want to fall behind. And if possible, we're very privileged now because interest rates are so low and it is a good time to get into the market. But if interest rates go up and you can't pay, then there's a problem. And you need to try and get a bit ahead so that you've always got a bit of fat on the loan so that you can redraw if necessary to, if you have a bad month or two.
And so, Julia, of course, there is money out there for people buying their first home, isn't there?
That's right. So if you haven't owned a property before, it's your first home, you're a citizen or one of you in a couple is an Australian citizen, you're eligible for up to $15,000 grant, a first home buyer's grant, but the property must be under $575,000.
Right, so $15,000 isn't exactly a huge amount, but I guess if you've got enough money to buy a property for over $600,000 without any financial assistance from the government, you probably don't need that extra $15,000. Well, but it'd probably make a huge difference to someone who's looking to buy a house for the first time.
It certainly helps with the deposit. If you haven't quite got the deposit and you do your sums that with that added in, you're going to reach the 10% that you might need. It's a big difference. And also there was the Home Builders Grant that was offered by the government during COVID to help the building industry. And that's been extended, it was extended to the end of December if the contract was signed by then. But now there's a further extension to look into that might be for an extra $15,000 that you may be eligible for if you're doing renovations to a property or buying renovations to a new property as well.
Well, I guess would that also go towards if you were buying a plot of land to build a house on?
Yes, certainly would. So it's worth just going, to check what you're eligible for with Revenue SA and see how you can apply for whatever's out there because every little bit helps.
With people looking to buy maybe a second house or a third house, people with multiple incomes are probably better off, full-time, two full-time working people?
Absolutely. But, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a couple. If you've got all the paperwork right, you can buy with friends, you know, or a family member. But it's a matter of making sure that you both know what you're in for and you've both made agreements on what would make you sell and, you know, what you each owe and what you've put in. But, you know, sometimes it's very difficult for a person on their own to get into the market. So if you can, you know, combine with someone else, that is another option.
And I guess what are some of the things we should try and avoid if we are trying to get a housing deposit together? What should we try and avoid?
I guess the things to avoid are just unconscious spending, you know, where your money just seems to be going because you haven't really thought about it, you know, whether it's your lunches to work or the money that you keep maybe in cash in your wallet to spend or you put in your spending account, you know, on your credit card or your debit card. You know, really don't deprive yourself too much, but just make sure that what you are spending is of value to you and it's something that you would really miss if you had to go without.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.